The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the God who creates us, redeems us, and sustains us. Amen. Please be seated. So as you know, I'm from Ohio, the Buckeye State. And when you think of Ohio, what comes to mind? Now be careful, I'm still in the room, so be a little sensitive, all right? What comes to mind when you think of Ohio?
Football.
Yes, it is big in the Midwest. That's right. What else? Cleveland. We really don't claim Cleveland. Yeah, we just don't. Yeah, no. Friendly. I'll send you a check for my discretionary fund. That's great. Yes, friendly. What else? What was that? Farmland. That's right. A lot of people think of farmland.
Conservative?
Do you consider me conservative? What? John Kasich. That's right. Yep. Obama won the last two elections in Ohio. It's a swing state. What else? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's in Cleveland, and we don't claim Cleveland. No, just kidding. You're right. It is a good rock. It is a good museum, actually.
Cleveland elected Obama.
It was Cleveland who elected Obama. That's right. That's what a lot of the conservatives in Ohio said. Yes, it was Cleveland and Columbus. Yeah. Yes, when many people think of Ohio, they do think of a number of things, but especially cornfields, cow pastures, and barns. And although I grew up in Ohio, believe it or not, I did not grow up on a farm. Although my ancestors found their way there a couple hundred years ago for that very reason. They found the soil to be perfect for farming. So they stayed there. So I kind of question my own credibility when it comes to talking about shepherds on this Good Shepherd Sunday. Do I really have the authority to talk about God as a good shepherd? Many of us, including myself, are far, far removed from farm life and agrarian society. The people who first heard these stories, however, were very much part of an agrarian society. So this idea that God is a good shepherd really made sense to them because it clicked for them. They lived this experience. So what kind of meaning can we glean from this passage, from this metaphor that God is good shepherd, given how far removed we are from agrarian society? So let's unpack it a little bit, and let's focus on some possibilities by looking at how God is good, what makes the good shepherd good. All right, so we're going to have not a top 10 list, because Dave Letterman has already got that figured out, right? So we're going to do a top 5 list of what makes the good shepherd good as a way for us to understand the good shepherd a little more. So are you ready for number 5? Ready for 5? There we go. The good shepherd is good because he not only knows the functionality of his work, but he knows each sheep personally. He knows each sheep by name. It's really easy for us to get caught up into the functionality of things, the practical aspects of things, and we forget the personal relationships. But the Good Shepherd always promotes relationships over everything and anything else. So God knows us, each by name, and knows each of us personally. So the question is, how do we want to know God personally? How do we want to know the Good Shepherd personally, in other words? Number four, the Good Shepherd is good because he shows no partiality among the sheep or people. It says in today's gospel how there is another flock, and God desires to make all varieties of people into one flock. Throughout time and even today, many Christians have difficulty accepting the fact that we are more into division and separation than God is. The us versus them mentality and that reality is our problem, not God's problem. We want people to join our flock only if they believe the exact same things or look the same or act the same. But God, on the other hand, never says that the flock has to be uniform and homogeneous. So how might we, as followers of the Good Shepherd, follow in those footsteps of the Good Shepherd and be instruments of peace and reconciliation in our increasingly pluralistic world? How can we do that? So number three. The Good Shepherd is good because God isn't done yet. It says in today's gospel that he is active in our world, that he's still seeking out the least, the last, and the lost. Maybe God is also seeking out the parts of our being, the part of ourselves that are the least, the last, and the lost. In other words, God never gives up on us. God is constantly inviting us into abundant life. And wants that for all of creation. So God isn't done with you yet. God is still actively searching for you and for all of us. Number two, the Good Shepherd is good because he cares so much for his sheep and the very lives of his sheep that he's willing to lay down his life for them, for all sheep, and all means all. Such an act of giving up on your ego and laying down your life is noted by Bishop Andy Doyle of the Episcopal Diocese of Texas. And I won't even ask what you think of people from Texas or what you think of Texas in general. That'll be another sermon. We had Ohio today, so we'll focus on Texas at some other point. But this bishop has some really good things to say. Today, he says, we live in an age where we protect ourselves at all cost. We do this by projecting out into the world our own desires. We disguise this protection by gathering around people who are just like us. So we get our cause, whether it's political, social, or religious, and we gather with people who have the same ideas, which helps us maintain our ego and protect it. End quote. So what if we, as followers of the Good Shepherd, are to lay down that part of our ego that is not life-giving for us and to other people? What if we let go of that ego so that people can be around us without judgment and pretense? What would that be like? So do we need a drum roll for the number one reason that makes the Good Shepherd good? There we go. Perfect. I love when people interact. That's good. Beautiful drum roll. So number one, the Good Shepherd is good because he not only dies for the sheep, he rises for the sheep as well. He rises from the dead. So may we too rise from the dying that takes place in us to those parts of ourselves that really aren't life-giving to us and to others. He was able to rise, so we are able to rise. And that's how we become people of the resurrection. That's how we become an Easter people full of hope and joy when we die to those parts of ourselves that aren't life-giving to us and to others. And that's how we become good shepherds and shepherdesses ourselves as we follow the Good Shepherd, the one who became human, not because we needed a whole lot of saving, but because he wanted to personally know each of us even by name. And he wanted to walk with us, even in the midst of the shadows of the valleys of death. Amen.